Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Straight Love Podcast, made by American Pilots for American Pilots, the program designed for the discernful listener, where we aim to equip you with the truth, the raw facts, and the opinions that matter to you the most, all in an effort so that you can get back in the driver's seat of your own union representation. Because better is not best, progress is not success, and your voice should not be suppressed. So join us in a movement of unity, a mission of resolve, a new beginning with no sorry excuses.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Straight Level Podcast. On today's episode, we have Brandon Lighty, who is running for the DC chair. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I want to start out by asking a question. What motivated you to volunteer and run for the chair position? I know that's a lot of work.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really passionate about representing pilots and helping out my fellow coworkers. Before I flew to American in 2021, I actually had 4 years of union leadership experience at Piedmont. I started out at Piedmont as the MEC scheduling committee chairman. I worked with the crew planning department, the MEC, to improve pilots' quality of life, give them better schedules, and we got the association access to the schedule planning process, access we hadn't had in the past. Because of my work there, I was elected to be the Philadelphia chair and captain representative. As the chair and captain representative, I represented countless pilots in front of the chief pilot's office, saving them from discipline and possibly even termination, represented their interests at the MEC level. When I took over as the MEC chairman, you know, we quickly realized we didn't have a strategic direction. So the first thing we did was we put people in the right places, you know, appointed committee chairman that we knew would get the job done, committee volunteers. And we created a strategic plan for the association and had a mission statement in there, evaluated our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And every agreement we did from there on was compared against that strategic plan so that we knew we were giving the pilots what they wanted. We were serving the pilots the best that we could. You know, we weren't filing grievances before this. We weren't communicating well with our pilots. The engagement was low. We weren't producing results in negotiations. So we worked on all those things. The strategic plan helped us improve all those things. And by the time I left the airline in 2021, we were quickly filing and resolving grievances. We implemented many different communication platforms, like a podcast like this one, magazine, better email communications. We were producing results in negotiations. When I started, we had about 20 some LOAs. And by the time I left, we had almost 50. All were improvements for our pilots or kind of dealt with COVID at the time. We were one of the only wholly owned carriers for American not to furlough pilots or downgrade pilots during the pandemic. So that helped with engagement and unity and stuff like that. But you know, amongst all these accomplishments, the thing I liked the most about doing union work was helping people. And so that was the most fulfilling part for me. So it's really exciting for me to have the opportunity again to represent pilots, advocate for pilots.
Brandon, well, thanks for sharing that. It's often an accusation. Sometimes people will say, you're just in this for yourself, but it's very exciting to hear someone who has a passion to serve their fellow pilots. Along that lines, one of the questions that we always ask is, have you signed a card and what's your reason?
Yeah, absolutely. I did sign a card. I signed it pretty much right when the card drive started. And I believe strongly that our pilots should have the final say in who represents them here at American Airlines. And because the board took that decision away from the pilots last June, right now the card drive is the only way to give that choice back to the pilots via a representation election.
So something that we believe very strongly in is that the pilots of American Airlines have spoken loud and clear that they want to make an informed choice about their future and their future representation. As a board member, what steps are you committed to take to ensure that the pilots are heard loud and clear?
Well, first and foremost, you know, you have to advocate vigorously at the board level to maybe advance to phase two. Just because a card drive is going on now, a merger is still an option. But beyond that, we would need to prepare APA for the change in representation ALPA, be it through a merger or this representation election that could occur through the card drive. That would include anything from preserving the benefits plans, our current staff who add value to our pilot careers, and any IT resources that are vital to every American Airlines pilot.
I'm sure you've talked with a lot of pilots about this issue in airports and in the flight deck. What are some of the interactions that you've had that stands out or particularly memorable to you?
So I have been in the airports a few times collecting cards with some of our other volunteers. And while I wouldn't say that any one particular conversation has like really stood out to me, what I can tell you that has stood out to me is that when you encounter a pilot that might not be sure if they want ALPA or if they want to stay with APA or they have an objection to the card drive, if you just have a respectful conversation with them and you explain what a card drive is, that signing a card is not a vote for ALPA representation, but rather a petition so that we can have a joint education campaign, you know, with APA, with ALPA, learn more about both organizations, and then give the vote back to the pilot. There, a lot of times they come and they sign the card then. So that's what has made the biggest impression on me. Not necessarily one individual conversation, but just how we can handle objections and how successful we have been in the terminals collecting cards.
Excellent. Well, thank you so very much for that. I really look forward to seeing both ALPA and APA wanting to earn my vote and who wants to represent me and deliver us as the pilots of American Airlines, the industry-leading contract, quality of life and work rules that we deserve. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on the podcast today. Also, thank you so much for so much of your time that you've given up to your fellow pilots, both at Piedmont and here at American Airlines. And we wish you all the success in the upcoming election.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And folks, mark your calendar. March 13th, voting opens for the DC chair position. Vote Brandon Lighty. We always encourage you to send in your cards first and foremost. And secondly, get your voice heard loud and clear by voting for representation that has your best interests in mind. Brandon Lighty for the DC chair position. And if you have any questions about voting, please contact Kathy Lazenby at 817-302-2175. Fly safe, and we'll catch you on the flip side. AA Pilots for ALPA, because we're the pilot's choice.